thanks for joining us for another episode of Divorce Confidential. I'm Michelle Delino, family law and divorce attorney with Delino Law Group in the Seattle Bellevue area.
I'm here with my fabulous co-host, Amy Alpeza of Windermere, and we are going to talk about high conflict divorce, narcissist type people that get involved in divorce, because unfortunately, that's a thing. So Amy, how are you before we kick off the topic?
Yeah, this is such a great topic. I love it. I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here today. And thanks for joining us to all of our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for being here, you guys. So Amy and I talked before about how beginning of the year is really divorce season. And it sounds weird to say that, but I can't tell you how many people hold it together through the holidays and think, I don't want to do this again, or how many people want that new start. So divorce family law actions are on the rise in the first quarter. And that also means high conflict situations are on the rise. A lot of the time, I don't know if anyone listening has been there, but a lot of the time, you might be scared to leave your relationship or your marriage because you think the other person is so high conflict, they're going to make it a living hell for you, right? And you get to a point, though, where you have to. And, you know, what we want to talk about today is just different situations, different tips, and the fact that it is possible, it is doable to leave a high conflict marriage. It might be a marriage where it's physically abusive. It might just be a marriage where it's emotionally abusive and this person makes conflict out of everything. But it's possible, right? I mean, Amy, tell me a little bit about what you do, because a lot of the time people are trying to deal with selling the home in this situation. And that's part of why they don't want to go forward, right? Because they're like, I'll never be able to work with this person. Yeah. What do you do? How do you help people deal with that situation?
Gosh, you know, I work with so many high conflict cases. And I think part of that comes from just my own background of being married to a high conflict individual. And right. Our divorce was so high conflict and just took forever. So all the things that nobody wants, right? And so I see it more often than you would think. Like, of course, I get the great clients and those are, you know, super easy and, you know, they're amicable, but that's very rare. And more often than not, I get clients who are referred to me that are in a either no contact, there might be a, you know, DV, you know, domestic violence order, there might be just like you say, emotional abuse, financial, you know, financial abuse from withholding finances, et cetera. And so people feel really scared to go through this process and feeling like, hey, do I have an advocate on my side? And, you know, I'm actually dealing with a case like that right now where, you know, the parties are not communicating. It's very high conflict and I'm really in the middle of helping them try to navigate, you know, hey, how do we help you both support what you need to do in order to get the most for your house so that you guys can, you know, take the proceeds and make that next step in your life. And I think that, you know, divorce in itself is very scary, but then also, and very stressful, but then having to move and uproot, you know, your own life,
right,
the lives of your children potentially, and, you know, moving maybe out of district, and just having to start over, right? There's so many moving pieces that our jobs, right? Like obviously you're helping clients navigate the legal process, but from, you know, the home sale process, it's how do we get the two parties to agree, even if they aren't in communication with each other, and knowing that I truly am a third party neutral, right? Like how right. Do I help you achieve the results that you're looking for, even if you may not like the situation that you're in? So it's absolutely possible. I think, you know, also we've had Cindy on here before, but working with a divorce lending professional to help look at your, you know, financial situation and how do we get you guys qualified to do what you need to do? You know, is renting the next best step or is buying something the next best step? And so how do we, you know, work with you and your legal team to make sure that their divorce settlement, you know, outlines what they're trying to achieve post-divorce?
Totally. And, you know, bringing in professionals to help you through high conflict situations, especially when it comes to the home or when it really comes to almost anything, is super important. Like, Amy mentioned we've brought Cindy on the show before, and one of the things that is better for clients that I see is like when they can work with someone like you, Amy, and they can have someone like Cindy involved, and you guys can be those third-party neutrals. So it's not two people fighting about the sale of the home price. It's not two people. It's somebody acting as a neutral that's really not, a polarizing figure in the process is so important. And
Correct.
really what I like to do, and we actually in my firm just today we're dealing with a situation where a realtor came to us and said, I have a client and they need to sell their home, and she has the ability to buy something, but the other party is just saying, like, if she tries, then I'm going to go ahead and file the divorce case already and stop you from being able to go ahead. So we got involved, we looked at the situation, and we said, okay, what can we do to make sure that the high conflict guy on the other side is getting something he wants so our client can go ahead with the purchase and doesn't have to rent because that wasn't good for her. And so by us getting involved and kind of neutralizing and then using the realtor to help neutralize the situation who brought us this client, we were able to work out an agreement so he would get some money up front, like a pre-distribution up front, to go ahead and get into a new place. And then in return, he would sign off for her using part of her money as a pre-distribution to get under contract on a home. So getting those agreements in place ahead of time really wouldn't have been possible without other professionals getting involved. I mean, they've been talking about it, fighting about it, right? So sometimes you need people to get involved to really help you think creatively to solve difficult situations. And Amy, you went through a high conflict divorce. You know what it's like. The last thing you want to do is have to deal with that person. I mean, it's like the last thing you want to do. And so a lot of people avoid and avoid because of that. And we really work with our clients to kind of say, look, it might suck for a while and you might have to spend some money on it, but have communication go through attorneys during, and it's not forever, but during a difficult time. And then if you have kids later, you might need to get a parenting coach or coordinator on board to be that third party neutral if you're dealing with a high conflict, co-parenting situation. And then there's different things you can do, and communicating through co-parenting apps like Our Family Wizard or Talking Parents, so you're not having, text messages blow up your phone and you're getting really triggered and stressed out every time. Like setting boundaries for yourself too on dealing with the case, saying, I'm going to set a curfew for myself that I do not deal with this divorce or talk about the situation after 6 p.m. That's my family time. And doing things like that, like self-care stuff, really helps. But I can't stress enough, like, if you are going to be going through a divorce, you really need a team of professionals. You need somebody to, like Amy, if you have real estate, who can say, hey, I'm going to be this neutral, and she can kind of weather the storm for you with that other person. I mean, that's really a lot of what we do, right? We weather the storm for them.
Definitely, definitely. And I think, a lot of clients, a divorce happens for, a myriad of reasons, but clearly it's two people who cannot communicate well and who don't know how to get along, right? And so our job is to help relieve that stress and also, help them understand that it is going to be okay. And I think, when you work with high conflict individuals, we have to keep our cool, right? Like we have to keep our cool about us and create strategies around, how do we deal with that high conflict person when, maybe like for you, maybe it's not your client, maybe it's the opposing counsel's client, or maybe it is your client, right? Like, do you see, I'm sure you see a lot of clients who, like, the buzzword is narcissist, right? So, what defines a narcissist, or is that just like a buzzword
Oh,
where?
I'm so glad that you asked. And because, I want to put that word out there because frankly, it draws people in because people hear it and they might think that's my situation. Let me give you the 2-minute high level overview on the term narcissist. Narcissist is actually defined in the DSM, which is, it means it's a clinical diagnosis. So courts really hate it when, and everybody thinks right now for some reason that their spouse is a narcissist. It doesn't mean that you don't have a difficult spouse, but not everybody's spouse is a narcissist. I've been doing this for about 14 years now. And we deal with, and my firm deals with high conflict people. There's very few true, actually diagnosed narcissists. that are going to come into my sphere or anybody's sphere. A lot of people then say, well, that's because they're so good at fooling people. They fool all the tests or they never get diagnosed. Some of that may be true, but for the most part, it's a relatively small group of people that fall into that clinical category. And the court doesn't want to hear it. They tune it out unless someone has a diagnosis. So we use terms like high conflict, where we might say they have some narcissistic tendencies, you know, but you can't really call somebody that unless they've been diagnosed, and not that many people are. But if you do have like a parenting evaluation in your case, somebody could get diagnosed as a narcissist. I actually had that happen once, and that was really interesting. But yeah, I'm glad you asked about the word, because the word, it is a buzzword right now. And I'm not saying it's not a real thing, but not everybody that has a high conflict spouse necessarily is a narcissist.
Right. Totally. Yeah. And I think, you know, going through divorce too makes us feel this immense loss of self-control, right? Or control.
Right.
And so I find this a lot with some of my clients, is that, you know, loss of control makes people really uncomfortable, right? And
it does.
That lashing out and, you know, acute accusations and, you know, withholding information, you know, withholding time, or, you know, they're angry with their spouse or with themselves or their lives. And so it's really, like you said, it can be confused with narcissistic tendencies or qualities, but I think a lot of it is more buzzword than anything else. So
yeah, totally. And the thing to take away from this, like I think the high level takeaway from this episode for everybody should be three things, really. One, if you're dealing with a high conflict person and you're thinking about leaving or you have left, get help. Get an attorney on board that understands these kinds of cases. Get real estate people on board that can act as a neutral for you. Look at your parenting situation, and your attorney can help guide you on this. Are you going to need a custody evaluator to help you sort this out? Are you going to need a parenting coach? You know, you need an individual therapist probably to help you. So get your resources together and your team together. Okay.
Right.
Two, the big thing is, and I think this is super, super, super important, is come up with a plan for yourself and your own self-care, like drawing boundaries, setting a curfew to talk about things, using, you know, just your own mental health as a guide in helping you and your family through it. And then the third thing is, don't throw around the term narcissist if nobody's been diagnosed. Say narcissistic tendencies, say high conflict, say this person has been, define the abuse. It's so much better for court you define the abuse. They want, if you are like just saying he's a narcissist, everything's about him, that's not helpful. Say he, you know, financially controlled me. He emotionally abused me by doing X, Y, and Z, and really spell out the specifics. It's going to help your case so much rather than just throwing around the buzzword. Give examples. But those are my three takeaways.
Yeah,
I hope that helps.
That third one is a great one, you know, like naming the behavior. That is really critical, because I think a lot of people don't, you know, they're caught up in the moment and thinking about, you know, this person is that, versus naming the behavior. So that's a great one.
Yeah, totally. And I would say this too, like we're gonna have Melissa back. We had her on a previous episode. We're gonna have her back on to talk about some ways to deal with these kinds of situations and people. And so, you know, stay tuned, loop back in with us, listen to our future episodes. But just dealing with a high conflict situation, don't give up hope. Like, don't think, or don't stay in a situation that's bad for you because you think you don't have a choice. Like, there's always a way out. You do have a choice. And like, I mean, you know, Amy and I have both been through divorces, and we've been through tough situations, and we can tell you, like, it's so much better on the other side. You will get to the other side, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people ask me all the time, like, are you happy? I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy.
Right.
I'm so much happier. And I mean, people know that about you too, right? Like, you are one of the happiest people that I know. So,
well, that's the thing, like, because you have that weight lifted off and positivity. And then the second time around, you get to decide the kind of relationships and the kind of people that you want in your life and the kind that you don't, because you've already been through what didn't work. Right.
Yep.
You know? So
absolutely.
Yeah, stay positive, man. I mean, that's like the biggest thing I would tell anyone, and get help, like, because there are people there to help make this situation easier. People in situations that are probably worse than yours, because there's always a worse situation than the one we're in, even if our situation's tough, people have made it through this. And you will too.
You too.
So, yeah. Thanks for joining us, and we will look forward to seeing you guys and checking in next time. Have a great day.